Namaste. My name is Rui Simra. I'm an international meditation master. Today I want to speak, what is true spirituality? The Buddhists rejecting all kinds of spirituality. Their goal is to go to Nirvana, and even to feel bliss and love is a distraction for the real purpose of the Buddhists. Their goal is extinction of the ego, and that never had existed. In this life and afterwards, our ego remains. Without ego, no life is possible. The Buddhist religion, like all the other religions, without any exception, like to sell dreams and to suck out the people. And this is the reason why they promote Nirvana and enlightenment. But all the other things we can take from the Buddhists, not this goal setting, okay. What is then true spirituality? When we embrace this endless moment, this irresistible wholeness, then this is true spirituality. Nevertheless, the society doesn't want that. They put us in a madhouse because we don't need this segregation and so on. When a Philippine healer remove the kidney stones without surgery, then he gets process from the authority for his wrongdoing. Oh. When the doctors vaccinate an innocent baby with 14 vaccines, so that 65% of the babies are getting chronically ill, then this is science. Okay. You see, all religion somehow denied spirituality. For instance, when the Africans were dancing and drumming and singing like crazy in the jungle to experience an animal being to help for healing and so on, then this was black magic. That even healing a cord. When the African Christian singing like crazy, oh Jesus, oh Lord, no? And dancing and healing a cord, and they go in tongues, then this is awesome. What is then black magic? If we misuse our spirituality to gain power and money, regardless what kind of spirituality this is. For instance, we see this awesome Kung Fu Fighters, with their spirituality and exercising their spirituality to win the fight, then for sure this is black magic. But if they heal with their spiritual power, or if they surrender to God their spirituality, it is great. With Qigong, we can learn easily to heal and gain great spirituality without harming anybody. Still, Qigong is connected to Kung Fu. It is the spiritual power of Kung Fu. Nothing more. If we meditate and go deeper and deeper in meditation, then we gain naturally our spirituality, what is fitting perfect to us. And this should be enough for us. We should not look for any other spirituality. The spirituality what is coming to us is great. We accept this, fantastic, everything is fine. And when we enjoy then the wholeness or the irresistible wholeness, the great love, happiness, Satchinanda, through yoga, meditation, and Qigong, we don't speak about that to other people because we make them jealous or they think that we are insane. And everything is perfect for us. We can have our spirituality, but the society and people are really jealous on that. So we don't speak over this. Then we have the best solution for us. Thank you that I could speak about that, and bye.